You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Radio,
hello.
Hello?
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 Who's that? Who's that?
It's, I hope you can see me. My name is Richard.
No,
I am from the north.
I can't see anything. Who am I talking to?
Richard.
Uh-huh.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I still can't work out what I'm doing in this Discord.
Oh, don't worry. Discord is quite a mess, you know?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
It's usual for it to be confusing. So, Northern Tracy. I'm from Manchester, darling.
Yeah.
Are you...
I've had family in Manchester.
Oh yeah.
My two aunties lived in Manchester. I think my Irish relatives came over and landed there originally.
Right.
But we ended up over the other side in Middlesbrough.
Hey, oh yeah, that's a tough part. Hey, do you mind moving to room 11 because we're not recorded? Because I'm
yeah,
not
where's
so,
room 11?
Yeah, I'll drag you to it. I think. No, I can't do it anymore. So if you right click, oh there we go. Right, so yeah, hold on.
Hi, this is Heroes.
Purple Plate.
So it go now.
Emerald Equator.
The Asarian.
Bioptica.
The Science.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Well, I don't know.
It's the live stream. It's Friday, November 12th. It's the Friday audio chat without Benoit. I'm resurrecting it now because there's a whole gaggle of geese, female fakeologists in room 11, so I've asked them to come over. Let's see if they come.
Hey, Johnny's List, you made it. Hey, Mezzy, you made it. Wow, what a crowd.
Yeah, I did. So I couldn't get in here on my own, though.
Why not?
Someone had to move me. I don't know. I don't know why. Because it might be special. No. But anyway, yeah, here I am. Oh,
I know. You popped in and it just blew right out like the wind. Okay, for it. If you want to know the script, click on the live stream show notes and click on pins and you'll see the script in there, Mezzy. Where did your name Mezzy come from? That's obviously not your parents didn't call you that.
Yeah. No, they didn't. It's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. But where did Mezzy come from?
Marianne, yeah. People just too long. Fucking too long. It's got to be shortened, like all Aussie stuff, right?
Okay, I gotcha.
That's what we do here. Yeah, we shorten everything. So Mezzy was a really good friend of mine from a long, 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 long time ago named me Mezzy. So he's dead. He used to be a really lovely, lovely guy. But I think he got AIDS. I'm not quite sure, but it was called something else at the time. But anyway, it is what it is. So that's my memory of that name.
Yeah, it was called GRID, but that's just the name of what happens when your immune system or your system is just poisoned and run down. A gay or something immunodeficiency, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, something like that. So I got to try and do this bumper. Let me just write it down.
Yeah, can you see the live stream show notes and click on pins and you should see the script in there?
Yep, writing it down.
Do you see it?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm just writing
it good.
Down.
Oh, okay. And your microphone is beautifully clear. Fantastic.
Excellent.
You are a professional broadcaster through and through.
I am not. I've just got a good headset and that I like to sound clear. There's so many people that don't sound clear on.
You're so right.
Yeah, and it's so sad because you want to hear what people have to say. You know, if they can be bothered being on any live stream or any conversation, it's nice if the audio is good. You don't have to.
I know.
Mess with it.
And the guy that's the worst is Tom Cowan. I love what he has to say. He refuses to get a microphone, and the guy does podcasts every other day. He's so frustrating. I've sent him at least 10 messages saying, come on, get a headset, anything. You make so much sense, but your audio just
sucks.
Shreds the ears so bad.
It does, yeah.
Because you gotta pump up your levels so high, it just makes it sound terrible. Anyway, certain people are just really difficult to realize what they're doing. I don't get it personally, but.
Okay, I lost the thing. I lost it. I lost the note. So is it, hi, I'm Mezzy from Melbourne and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, on fakeologist.com. If you could use what you just said.
Do you want me to do it again? So that's it, isn't it?
Yes, that was good.
All right. Okay, cool. If you can do with that, I'm happy to do it again if you like.
Yeah, do it again. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Mezzy from Melbourne, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Oh, that was dynamite. Even got some nice tones in there. That was fantastic. Thank you, Mezzy.
Yeah, you're welcome. So now we've got
a little
thinker to do that.
Yeah, he's been here so long. I think he refused, actually, in the past, so I'm not sure. I'm not going to try and twist his arm. I can't even get him in the audio chat half the time.
Yeah, I know. Maybe.
Tell me what you know about Rudolf Steiner. That was interesting what you were saying.
Oh, man, that guy is just so intelligent. I've been listening to his audios. It's got to be for about 6 or 7 years. And from what I get from his audios is he to me, and I'll repeat this because I know you want to hear this, I think he was the first conspiracy theorist in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Okay.
Because he talks about electricity, how dangerous just electricity is, and we can't even mention what we've got today, you know, 3G, 4G and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't even know if he would have thought that our future was anything like that. I think he would have, if he was here in, because he believes in reincarnation, all that. There's so much that he believes in and he talks about that is so complicated, just so complicated. I can only get my head around the smallest amount of his information. So he is the one that talks about how dangerous electricity is. I know I'm repeating myself now. But he says also about vaccinations, that vaccinations disconnect you from your soul. And the more vaccinations you have, the more disconnected you are. I can't even think of what he hasn't covered in his lectures. He's written hundreds and hundreds of lectures. He used to lecture in small community places, in small towns, and all sorts of information, especially the spiritual side of things and how we're being misdirected. And he talks about how the West's the influences from the West are coming over, and we need to really be on a spiritual path where we're starting to get off the path. And I'm thinking that years, a couple of hundred years ago, maybe 300 years ago, I think we were really smarter. I think we knew more of what we want. I'm only thinking this. I'm probably wrong. I don't know. But my mind goes through some of these scenarios. And I really think that we've devolved, absolutely, become so much stupider. We don't even know what life's about anymore. And With Rudolf Steiner, I think if I listen to him, I kind of go back in the past and think, you know, life was a little bit simpler. You know, things were coming into from the West that weren't very nice. And he talks about, sorry, I'm going off. You're going to have to edit all this shit, honestly.
No, but can you hold on a sec? Where was he from and what era is he from? I don't know anything about him. What years was he alive?
Well, I'm going to have to look that up. Give me a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Let me look that up because I don't know offhand.
Yeah. And where do you hear his lectures? Is somebody reading them into an audio book or how do you listen?
Absolutely. It is a Rudolf Steiner. I think it's Rudolf Steiner. La, la, la. Let me see.
And I've got about 15 more minutes before I have to leave for my dinner. So just so you know.
I think it's, let me type that in.
Yeah, go for it. Don't forget, on the audio chat, the silences are cut out automatically.
And that's brilliant, isn't it? RudolfSteinerAudio.com. You can download so many of his lectures, and it's free. But you know, like everything, I think if you pay, and I've paid, this guy's got a great voice and he does all the audio lectures. And I sent him $50 at one time, but I've downloaded a lot of stuff. So it's Rudolf Steiner Audio, oneword.com.
Oh, great. And what year was he alive? What
all
years
right. were looking at.
That's a good one. Yeah. I know that Tom Cowan, who most of us here like, he mentions his name quite a bit.
I see here it says 27th of February, 1861 to the 30th of March, 1925. In Switzerland, Vienna. He came from Vienna. That's where he was born.
So he's Austrian. I guess he's a Austrian Jew, most likely.
I don't know. I don't think so. I've never heard that said of him, but I don't really know, to be honest.
Well, I think he is. That's fine. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. But, he's fantastic. I recommend anyone to look him up, listen to his audios. A lot of people say he was religious, but I don't believe that for one minute. Religious is completely different to what Rudolf Steiner is. Rudolf Steiner is spiritual. He might even be an enlightened individual. I'm pretty sure that if anyone would have been enlightened on this planet, it would have been that man. So, yeah, there you go.
Enlightened as in Illuminati? That's what Illuminati means.
No. I mean the original, not Illuminati. Enlightened. An enlightened individual. Very much for the people. He just did, everything he did was for the people in the end. He never had any kids, which was interesting, but he was just like way too busy. I mean, he'd have all these downloads of information, and he would just go with it, and he was just so smart.
Was he a scientist of some sort or a philosopher?
Scientist, philosopher, you name it. But see, the thing is, back then, you were everything anyway. You were a scientist, you were a philosopher. You were a naturopath, you were geologist, you were an anthropologist. In those days, if you were in the academic forum of those days, you knew everything. Not like we specialize today. It's pathetic. We specialize today and we lose the whole thing, in my opinion.
Lose the big picture. Yeah,
absolutely.
We're all compartmentalized.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We only know our narrow niche. We end up knowing almost nothing. There's nothing. Nothing fits together in our world because we only know what we specialize in. Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of disconnected from real what. I'm not sure, but I just feel that, you know, you can feel that disconnection. It's it's interesting how some psychologists term what we're going through at the moment as mass formation, which equals hypnotism.
Yeah, after the break.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Money.
Yeah, that's It's one of the features of the audio chat live stream, Mezzy. As you know, we have these 20-minute interruptions, and that's how you know you're speaking live. It's so nice to have Mezzy here. We should do our own broadcast, just you and I, where we talk, because you seem like you've been doing this a long time. You're very knowledgeable.
Well, I have been doing it for a long time, but I'm getting older, and I'm starting to forget a lot of stuff and connections and names all that sort of stuff. Either that or I just feel so overwhelmed with information today and overwhelmed by the that I don't know what it is. And I think I've tried to describe this before. It's like a blanket of really awful energy around us.
Yeah.
And I was thinking
feel like
being squashed down and like all you can do is like scream or something. I feel like that at the moment. So that's a very strange thing. I don't feel like that every day of the week, but it comes to maybe one or two days a week and I think, oh my God, I just can't do anything today. And I've just got to let this feeling try and just let it go. It's so hard.
How long have you been looking into truth or conspiracy or alternative?
Well, it's been a while. I don't know really. What, 15 years or something like that?
Well, that's a long time.
Well, yeah, it is. But 9/11 didn't wake me up though. 9/11 was really weird, but it didn't wake me up. I had little children then. So, my focus was on elsewhere. You know what I mean? But it was kind of it was a shock though. It was a shock.
What in 2006? Well, that's 15 years ago. What got you looking into the area?
You know, I can't remember where I got a DVD from somebody, and then I slipped that DVD in. I can't remember where I got it. That's a funny thing, right? And it was one of
what was it about?
Well, I'm gonna try and remember the name of these people. What's that loudmouth American guy that screams?
Alex Jones.
That's the one. Him. It was Alex Jones, and it was I think his first video that he put out, and somehow I got a hold of that, and my mouth was like open all through this video. You know how you're like in shock? It's like, what the fuck is this? And I watched the whole video, and at the end of the video, he had some interesting links, and there was one that was linked in Australia to the Crow House. So I think you might be familiar with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Max. Yeah, Max is in Mexico now. I follow Max. I like Max. He's off on a few things, but who isn't, it seems. So I just watch Max. Yeah.
Well, and so I got on that website and became a member. I think at that time he might have had about 20 members, and then as the years rolled on, he got more and more and more. And of course, things like Facebook came in and it changed everything, as you know. It didn't take long for Facebook to change blogs and places where you go on websites, and you just, you know, you have a chat to people. We had Ventrilo then too. I don't know if you remember Ventrilo, Fakeologist, do you?
It rings a bell. It rings a bell. I was never on it, but is it some sort of voice system?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And I never used it.
Oh, that was the first chat thing that I was on. It was connected to Max's website, and we'd chat, and we'd also be in there listening to his radio show as he was doing it live, obviously on mute.
Oh, nice.
So a long time with that, and I went to meet Max, and I don't know what to say about that, but suffice it to say, I don't really follow him now anymore. I haven't for a long time. So I like to meet the people.
Something turned you off him?
Yeah. I like to meet the people that I talk to, and that's exactly why I went to meet JLB and the crew, and I met all of them, and they're real, and they're really lovely guys, really nice guys, smart, really smart. So I met the crew. I can't remember what that was, Australia something or other?
Australian Roundtable, yeah. They really were a unique thing. I liked it too.
Oh, they are just so fantastic. And I actually got to sit in on one of the chats while I was over in Queensland. And I thought, well, I met Max. I want to meet this guy, because it was years after Max that I like just disappeared off the net for a while. I just couldn't be bothered. And then years after, I found JLB and Australian Roundtable. And I thought, oh, these guys are so good, and they're not far away. So I'm going to go visit them just to see, hopefully they're not like Max, right? And they weren't. I loved them. They're great. And I'm still a member of JLB, and, so I'm very proud of JLB. Yeah, absolutely.
JohnLaVon.com.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good
and
guy.
He's a great guy. Yep. Silver Fox, he's fantastic. I stayed in his backyard for a couple of weeks with my, camper that, I drove up to Queensland to meet these guys in. So it was really good. Really enjoyable.
Oh, neat. Oh, that's really
neat.
Cool.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah. So I swore that I wasn't going to follow anybody else in Australia unless I'd met them, and I approved.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's definitely hardcore. We actually go meet people in this day and age. I guess it's hardcore.
Yeah, there's so many people you can't trust, and it's so easy to get hooked into things. For me, it is anyway. So I've got to be really, really careful. And I haven't met you, but I'm pretty sure you're Reggie Didge, mate.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drive and a flight, and I'm pretty real. I haven't met anybody except one person. So we, for some reason, Canada is just empty of people like you. I just don't run into, or in a city as big as Toronto, you'd think there'd be hundreds, but I have never met anyone here. It's a very strange city.
Yeah, that is strange. I meet with a couple of different groups of people during the week, and we had a meeting on Wednesday, and there was 70 people there. 70. I never knew there were so many people around me in this area that actually, you know, wanted to make a change.
How did you meet them? Are they in some kind of group?
Well, we started off a group here on Sunday afternoons at a certain person's place, and these meetings have been going on for the last 6 months. Just to get together and share experiences of what we're going through. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Yeah. The only thing is, most of them are QAnoners, but, you know, trust the plan, you know, the white hats and trust the plan.
Interesting.
But that's okay, because there's certain areas where we agree, and I stick around for those areas, and all these women, they're really lovely women. I mean, they're really lovely women. Most of them
there's
are women.
There's 70 women? They're all
no,
women?
No,
wow.
No, that's a different group. This group that was 70 of us, are a lot of different groups, probably four or five different groups that formed within our area. That's how big this thing is. It is so huge. It's actually kicked people's asses and said, okay, this is the time for you guys to do something. And we are. So, you know, you have to, right? Got to be part of it.
Oh, that is great. I've never heard of anything here like that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. It is. Yeah. And some people are pretty hopeful about some legal thing that this David guy's done. He's suing the Prime Minister or something. I don't know what it is. Look, the thing is, there's so many different groups, and there's this one particular group that's the law group. And look, I'm all about the law thing. I went down that rabbit hole years ago, and I actually got my daughter off a big, big fine. So I know it works. However, it may not work now. That same thing that worked then will not work now, because they kind of cottoned on to us, you know? And so a lot of those legal things I think don't work. But apparently this guy, whatever this guy did, and he's been studying the law for 30 years, he sent something to the Prime Minister or the Premier. I'm not sure which, sorry. I think it's a Premier. It's a legal proceedings, and the people are hopeful. Well, you know, I'm not. The people are hopeful that this is going to work, so we'll see what happens. I won't know until tomorrow if it actually works. So that's interesting. And then we've got the Sunday group, which we just get together and share, because there's so many people that need support. It's so sad. It's so sad. So many people are on their own. They can't go to work because they've either got themselves fired or had to leave because of the passport and all this bullshit that's going on here in Victoria. It's really serious. I mean, it's really serious here. And I know what's happening over in the Northern Territories. They've bumped that up a few bloody notches too, I must say. But we're doing our best here. We're doing all we can do. It's at least, I guess, we're doing it. I went to a few of the rallies. And they were okay, but getting into the city for me, it's like an hour, and it's just a real pain in the ass. I'd rather do letterbox drops, which I did last week, and all that sort of stuff. Have to be. I have to be. I've got time to be, and now a lot of more people have got time to be because they're not working, right?
Wow, yeah. Is your husband, or is he on board with all this? Or
my ex-husband. No?
No.
My children, I've got two beautiful girls who have been vaccinated. They have to live their life. It's their journey. There's nothing I can do about it. Anyway, they don't listen to mums and dads. Kids don't listen to their parents, you know. That's all there is to it. Would you? I didn't listen to mine. They're smart girls. They want a life. You know, at 30, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. I feel so sorry for all the young people out there from 25 to 40. Through this. I just feel so bad for those people. And, you know, a lot of them have had to get the jab to stay in life, basically, you know. So
I know. It is. I agree with you. It's so depressing. And my biggest regret, too, for my children, but I just don't like it. It's such a dystopia. It's disgusting.
Yep. Well, that's true. It is what it is. But, my ex-husband, he loves to tell me that I can't see my kids anymore because I'm not double vaccinated.
Oh, he's what awful. A bugger.
He's a real prick. He really
is. Oh, Jesus. That's terrible. I'm so sorry. I'm so lucky my wife is right on board, which is amazing. And it's not because of me either. It's sort of because of me, but not really. She's super independently thinking, so.
Yeah, that's really good. That's excellent. If you can have a partner or someone very close to you that you can, chat about these sort of things without feeling like you're in a dangerous kind of area. Yeah. But no, he loves telling me that I won't be going driving to another state. We've got to see my other daughter. I haven't seen her for like 12 months because she's in another state.
Terrible.
We've been locked down. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're booking this, we're booking that, but not you. You haven't been double vaxxed. So it's like, he's awful, honestly. He adds to my stress. He never used to, but this is something we've lived on.
Revealed him.
Absolutely. It's we've lived on the same property for, I don't know, for the last 12 years, I think. And he's never been a bother before, but this has been he's been a bother about this. He's just so anti-vax. So I'm anti-vax. You don't deserve any rights at all. You're not double vax. So get used to it. You won't be able to travel anywhere. Yeah. Get used to it. So nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mazzy. Okay.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to have to call it a night because I got to eat. But thank you very much for joining me. And I'll see you in. Oh yeah, we got something good coming up. And I'm going to see you at the Rick and Rollo show. Hopefully you'll be able to get a word in edgewise.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Care. Thank you. Thank you, Mazzy.
That's all, folks.